A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Yud Beis, Megillah 12a, pagination, page 23, counting into the wides about 15 lines. At the end of the line, Sho'alu, they asked, Talmidov es Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, Mipnei manis chayvu soneim shayusol shaba'oso hador kalaya. Why were the Jews of that generation guilty to be killed? In other words, we understand that the tragedy was averted and the decree was revoked, but in the time of the story of Purim, it got pretty serious. Why? What was the message? What was the guilt that precipitated such a terrible decree? Amar lohem, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Imru atem. Why don't you suggest the reason? A very interesting response. Amru lo, so the students told him, Mipnei shenenu misu'udaso shel oso rasha, because they benefited from the meal of that wicked one, referring to Ahasuerus, and we'll have to discuss what was so terrible about that meal, but they participated, as we'll see, against Mordechai's directive, and that's why they were guilty. Imkain, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai counters, Shabashushan Yaharogu, Shabachola Olam Kulo Al Yaharogu. If this meal of Ahasuerus was really so terrible, so then the Jews of Shushan who participated should be punished, and the decree should be on them. And Baruch Hashem was averted, but that's who the decree should be on. But the rest of the world should not have its Jews in danger. Why was it a global decree? Amru lo, so the student said to him, Emar ato, so you, the Rebbe, should say, you tell us, why was such a decree brought upon them? Amar lohem, so he answered, Mipnei shehishtachavu letzelem, because they bowed to the icon that Nebuchadnezzar set up, which was like an Avodah Zarah, and they bowed to it, and it's serious. It gave the impression that they're pledging allegiance to Nebuchadnezzar and his way of thinking, as opposed to their Jewish allegiance. Amru lo, so the student said to him, V'chimasu panam yesh bedavar. Does Hashem just forgive such things? That's pretty serious. It's close to Avodah Zarah. So why did the decree of Haman get revoked? Amalohem, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained, Heim lo asu elo lefanim. They only did it because of impressions. They wanted to give Nebuchadnezzar the impression that he has nothing to worry about, but they themselves continued with their allegiance to Hashem, and it wasn't a true Avodah Zarah. So Hashem also only acted for appearances' sake. He gave the impression that he was going to destroy the Jews, but really the decree was intended through tshuva, through tefillah, to be revoked. That, by the way, may be one of the sources for masquerade themes, because it's, who are you really? You're bowing to the icon of Nebuchadnezzar, but who are you really? Take off the mask. Hashem says, I'll create a decree that will have you thinking. And as soon as you do tshuva, you'll see, my true colors is that I wanted Haman and his followers destroyed, and Mordechai put in a position of power for the benefit of the Jewish people. Dorish tov la'amo. Good. The Gilyan HaShas mentions that in Shir HaShirim, the reverse position seems to be taken by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Medrash over there, in Shir HaShirim Perek Zayin, tells us that there's a machlokes, Rabbanin v'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where the Rabbanin say, Al sha'avdu yisrael avodah zarah, because the Jews did something like avodah zarah, Reb Shimon Omar al Sha'och lemitav shel hagoyim, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says because they ate from the meal of Achashverosh, which was the position that the students took in our Gemara, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai objected. Interestingly, in this very medrash, Omru lo, the Rabbanon say to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that the Su'uda, the meal, was only for the people of Shushan. So why would everybody in the kingdom of Achashverosh be subject to this terrible Haman decree? And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had an answer. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai answers, Arevin ilein be'ilein. Jews are intertwined and responsible for one another, and even though it was only the Jews of Shushan, but all Jews became liable for such an activity. That was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's response in the Medrash. So the obvious question is, in wonderment, what is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's position? The Anaf Yosef on the Medrash suggests that after Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave for so many years, and we're told, Shebemeshach Zeman Hayosa Bama'ora Hisyasher Ma'od B'toras Hashem, during that time, he was tremendously elevated in his learning. V'chazar, on a number of issues, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai retracted his original position and instead went with the position of the rabbis, of the Rabbonon. And this, the Anaf Yosef suggests, is one of the places that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai reversed his position. In the Medrash, he has a whole explanation why it was because of the meal of Achashverosh that they were guilty. And when you ask him about the rest of the world, he answered, Arvus, Jews are intertwined, we're responsible for each other's behavior. But in our Gemara, when the students suggested it, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is not comfortable with that position, and he tells them instead the correct way to understand the story of Purim is based on the icon of Nebuchadnezzar, which was similar to Avodah Zorah. If you go back to our Gemara, it actually reads in a most fascinating way if we have this background. When the students asked Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, why was the Haman decree put into effect? What were they guilty of that allowed such a thing to happen? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's response is, Imru Atem, you tell me. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in this Gemara is coming across as the great scholar educator. He knows that there are different approaches on this topic. In fact, he himself reversed his position. But when they ask him, he says, what do you have to say? They answer the answer that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai used to give, the answer that's recorded in the Medrash, the answer of Su'uda, the meal of Achashverosh. And he responds the way the Rabbanon responded. That only explains Shushan. It doesn't explain the decree against the Jews of the entire world. The students don't give Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's answer of Arvus, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't suggest it. Instead, when they ask him, he gives what is now his opinion, after he was in the cave and he reassessed and he reversed his position, and he gives the answer that the Rabbanon gave in the Medrash, Sheheshtachavu Litzelem, because they bowed across the Jewish world. Everybody was bowing to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, we should mention, with the exception of Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. I'd like to spend a few more moments on the topic of what was so terrible about the Suda of Achashverosh, whether that's enough for the Haman decree against Shushan, against the whole world, whatever it is, but obviously the Suda of Achashverosh was very serious. So a few lines before we began, the Gemara tells us, Malamed Shalovash Bigdei Kuhuna. Achashverosh, as we mentioned in last session, was convinced that the Jews were not going to be redeemed because the 70 years of Yirmiyah's prophecy had expired, and he decided Hashem's decision obviously was not to redeem them, and therefore he put on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. He put on the garments that were used in the Beis HaMikdash by the priests, as if to say, deriding anything of hope regarding the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. Also, about 10 lines from the bottom of our page, we're told that when the Megillah says, V'kelim, mikelim, shonim, they were unusual, unique vessels, it's referring to the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash that Ahasuerus used at this party, again, to defile and disgrace the legacy and the hope for its rebuilding regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Another factor about this meal, four lines from the bottom, is Lasos Kirtzon Ish Va'ish, that Ahasuerus made the party in accordance with the needs of man and man. And that's a code word the Megillah is using to tell you that Ahasuerus made it in accordance to the needs of Ish Yehudi, of Mordechai, meaning it's a totally kosher party, or at least that's what he told people, even though Mordechai disagreed and said people should not go. But the advertisement said it's in accordance with the needs of Mordechai. And it was also in accordance with the needs of Haman, Ish Tzar Va'oyev, who's also known as a man in the other extreme of wickedness, and it was to accommodate both of their needs. Anybody coming to the party would be able to eat totally kosher food, but also would have it in the ways of Haman. If you wanted to go to the non-kosher grill and go overboard, you could do that too. Another thing that we're told about this meal of Ahasuerus, three lines from the bottom, Gam Vashti Hamalka Osasa Mishtei Noshim, Vashti was also in on the deal. And we're told on the last line, Shneim Ledavar Avero Niskavnu, they both, Ahasuerus and Vashti, both had in mind to turn this into an immoral party. Let's take a look at the top of Amud Beis. Bayom HaShevi'i, it was the seventh day, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayoyin, when the king was a little bit drunk. He was generously intoxicated. Asks the Gemara, Otu Adhashta Lotov Libe Bechamra. Until now, he didn't drink enough. What happened regarding the seventh day that we're being told? But this is the climax. Amar Rava, there's a contrast. Yom HaShevi'i Shabbos Haya. It was Shabbos. It was the day that the Jewish people eat and drink, and they start speaking Divrei Torah, and they start singing Shabbos songs. Aval Ovdei Kochavim, but the story by this party is they ate and drank, and they sunk into a terrible mode of conversation. Halalu Omrim, some of them were saying, Midayos Naos, the prettiest women come from Media. Fahalalu Omros Parsios Naos, and the other ones were saying, from Persian are the most beautiful women. Omalem Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus said, ha, my wife is a Kasdi, and she's even more beautiful. And people suggested that she's only so beautiful because she's dressed as a queen, and therefore they made a condition, she should come undressed without her fancy garments. This is what was going on by this party, and we're told that this is really what they planned initially should happen, that it was a party of immorality. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.